Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to here with Dr. Bessie at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. Just want to make sure I have all my little connections going on here. Okay, I think we are up and running here. Yes, it's a very good morning. It's Saturday morning. It is February the 11th. I tell you, time. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. As I sit here this morning, I'm just thanking God. I woke up, as usual, around about 5. My clock goes off at 5:55. And I give God thanks for grace. And just thanking God for the many things that have happened. Within the last, I'd say, 48 hours, so many blessings was just showing up. I mean, you'd be getting them all day. A lot of them, we just don't even realize how God is protecting us through the spiritual realm. But just for sake of seeing some things with my family and the people that are close to me, just looking at how God was answering one problem after the other, was taking care of it. And I just want to thank him for actually being so loving and so kind and taking care of us as his children, even though we don't deserve it, you know. But thank God for Jesus that we have that covering and that we have been saved and we have the opportunity to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. So this morning I just want to say, Father God, I just thank you so very, very much, and I ask that you bless each mother and daughter around the world as it penetrates through the family and the father and son. Because no one gets to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And no one enters into this earth realm except through a mother. And so, Father God, we just thank you this morning for the honor to be mothers and daughters, to be here to serve you, to help you replenish the earth, to allow you to teach us, to teach the children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, let's see what we... I hear this morning, let's find my script. Here we go. Special blessing goes out this morning to one of our own, Cynthia Oliver. Cynthia she's in the hospital. She may be going home this morning. I haven't spoken to her this morning. But she's been in the hospital basically all week. Cynthia's the co-host, and I have been... we've been praying for her, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray for her. A lot of you don't know, of course, because we didn't have a show. This happened, I think, on Monday when she went into the hospital. And she's been going through from one experience to the other. But in the meantime, we know that she had the victory. You know, we had to hold on to that. And that's about what we're speaking on today and have been speaking on in our conversation for the last 3 weeks. It's about faith and trust and how do you hold on to your faith, and when you know God's talking to you, you know. Excuse me. And all of that came through this past week. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as I go down. But for the newcomers that are coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie again. we're talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Cynthia's co-host, Cynthia Oliver, she's in the hospital and working on her health, hopefully get home today. And Frida is out today as well. So let's move on down. I would like for you to text your friends, your family, you know, tell them, you know, join us. Listen to the conversation. And a lot of times you don't have to say anything, just listen, because God speaks and you'll know when he's talking to you, because you'll feel it in your spirit. You will know that God is speaking to you. And a lot of times he uses us to do that. You know, I mean, there's no other way God can communicate with us. He talked to the spirit, but he will use a body. That's why he created us. He created us for his own pleasure and his own enjoyment, and to be able to use the body to speak to others as his spirit speaks through you. So you know, it's not like Dr. Best is special and he's just using me or anybody that you see that you think is the expert on God's word. No, God will speak through you. Each of us has the same opportunity to be used by God if we will allow him to. So it's up to you to make the choice as to your relationship with him. And it's okay, because he's going to love you anyway. There's nothing you can do that God will not love you. But he sure would enjoy having conversations with you and taking this journey with you. I think that's the ultimate of this whole life, of this journey called life, is to be able to walk like Adam did in the Garden of Eden, every day with God and talk with him every day and watch what he does in your life. So you can call or text them at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And ask them to listen. If you want to join in on the conversation, you click one, and I'll do my best to see if I can get you on, see what you have to say. A stimulating topic today is a mother's test of faith as she trusts God. A mother's test of faith as she trusts God. So sit back, relax, get your pen and your favorite drink, and join in on the conversation. Listen, because he's going to say something. We all are tested. We all are at one point of time having to wonder if I have enough faith to get me through this. And of course you do. Of course you do. He gave us all the same measure of faith. He didn't give one person more faith than he did the other. It's how you use your faith. How do you believe in your faith? Do you even believe what God told you? You know, if you just believe what he told you, that's the faith. You don't have to worry about if I got as much faith as this person or that person. The faith is he said it. Do you believe it? If you believe it, it's going to happen. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. It's just what he said. He said, my word will not return void. So there you go. He can't lie. So just believe him, and it will happen. I want to ask you, if you would go to our website, mdbn.org, and just check out the latest book that God has written through me. It's called Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. You know, it is also at your at Amazon, it's at Barnes and Nobles and all your major bookstores. But we'd like for you to go to the website and purchase it, because it gives us an opportunity to help more people, more mothers and daughters, if you purchase it from the website. It is published by Lael Agency. It is the go-to place when you're talking about publishing your book or building a website for your church, your organization. And it is Lael Agency, LAELAGENCY.com. Lael, LAELAGENCY.com. So that kind of brings us to, let's see where we are now. It's interesting. I usually have Cynthia Frieda on here with me, and I'm so used to bouncing back and forth between them. It means I got to carry this thing, and it's okay. If you want to talk to me or if you have any questions about the book, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, the number one, at gmail.com. drbessie1@gmail.com. Our stimulating topic today is a mother's test of faith as she trusts God. Now, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about a mother's test of faith, part one and part two. And then last week we talked about mothers trusting the Holy Spirit. And it came full circle this past week when we were talking, when we were praying and believing with Cynthia. You know, she went into the hospital and had a series of tests, and I'm not talking about just going in and looking in the mirror and opening and sticking out your tongue, and you know, I'm talking about some serious tests, some serious discomfort. And the whole time she would say, "I trust God. I trust God. There's nothing I can do. I trust Him. I'm gonna trust Him through this thing." And as they went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, she held on to her faith. And finally, God gave them an answer and gave them something to work with. Excuse me. But all of that to say, when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, we talk about faith, and we said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And of all of that, it led us to, we had to have faith for the substance of her health, and that the operation, and not only did she have one, she had two, that each time God's hands would be on her, using the hands of the surgeon to make sure that she was okay. You know? And that's, even though you may go through something, you cannot not believe that God is not in it. Because when you're a child of God, and sometimes we are tested in a lot of cases, and then we have to decide, okay, what am I going to do? I got to take a stance. I'm going to believe God. I mean, as a Christian, that's all we have. And as mothers, we know we have to trust God. We had to trust God when we had our babies, when they were sick and they couldn't even talk and they had a fever and the baby is just miserable. You couldn't communicate with the baby. The baby couldn't communicate with you, but you were trusting God. God, I know you got a way. I know you're going to show me what I need to do. I know you're going to send somebody across my path. What is it do I need to do? God, do you hear me? God, where are you? With all the questioning, we still had that underlying level of faith because you knew if it was to be, it had to come through God because God created the body, the mind, and the soul. And there's nothing that man can do to create, recreate, or to correct anything that God has created. Now, what God will do is work through man. That's what he does through all of us to get the job done. Some of us can believe and have that faith and stand on it and never go in. But no matter where you are, God is there and he's with you. So that's the hope and that's the substance. So when we're talking about having faith, you know, God sent Jesus just to show us, you know, how this thing is done. Jesus came, he walked, he lived on the earth, and then when the time came, the Holy Spirit entered into his body, and then he demonstrates the difference between a man before 30 and a man after 30, and the man that's listening to God without the Holy Spirit in him, and then the man that had the Holy Spirit in him, and the power and the authority that you have once you receive the Holy Spirit. Now, you saw both sides. It's like the Old Testament and the New Testament. There was the old Jesus and there was the new Jesus. And that's the same thing with us. There's the old Bessie and then there's the new Bessie. You know, and some people may say, oh, well, I don't think she changed, you know. And it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you think about me. It really doesn't, because your thoughts are not going to alter who I am. That's wasted time, wasted energy, causing more problems on your end. It doesn't matter what you think about me. It's just like Jesus. They didn't think he was who he was. They didn't think he was good enough. Oh, he's Mary and Joseph, boy, isn't it? His dad is a carpenter. Who is he to say he is the son of God? Who is he to say when you see me, you see the Father? Ha, 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 they laughed. You see? So that's why you can't worry about what someone else say. You have your own relationship with God, and you have to build that relationship through conversation, through experiences. And every time you are tested and you hold on to that and don't deviate from that. You cannot lose. You cannot lose. I'm telling you, I know for a fact. How many times have I been tested within the last year? Tested so many times. And I said, God, this is your body. You are the only one. Ever since I was a little girl, I'd always say, no matter what, God, I'm going to trust you. Little girl, you made this body. And nobody else can fix this body but you. I don't care. I know we have doctors. I am a doctor for the mind, for the soul. But until God gives the inspiration, there's nothing I can do or say that help a person see and believe and move closer to their relationship to God except that the Holy Spirit say something through me. And I know that. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks through me. That whenever someone says, wow, I got it, made all the difference in the world to me, Dr. Fletcher. I said, it wasn't me. It was not me. Because I, as Bessie, I don't know anything. I don't know anybody's life. Only the Holy Spirit knows. So when you're talking about trust and being faithful, you know, you have to just stand. You have to stand. God is going to, if you trust him and you believe him and you ask him, he's going to do it. If you don't faint, if you don't give up, if you stand, it's going to happen. And the thing that happened to me this week, I'm telling you, I was having problems with my car. And everywhere I take my car, I'm driving the car, and I go to a specialist that specializes in my car. It's a foreign car. And everywhere I went, they would say to me, your engine is gone. It's completely gone. You need to get a new engine. But I knew in my spirit it wasn't. The Holy Spirit said, there's nothing wrong with your engine. You need a tune-up. I mean, I'm talking about people that specialize in this car. And every time I pull the car up for service to be checked out, they would say, a couple guys didn't even touch the car. They didn't even open the hood. They listened to it and said, oh, your engine is gone. You need to get a new engine. I said, no, my engine is fine. I need a tune-up. Ma'am, I'm telling you, I've been doing this for years. For years. And I'm telling you, you need a new engine. Or you probably better just to buy a new car. How many times have I heard that? So here I am moving around. My family, my grandsons, I got them following me to the shop. And I got in my spirit. I said, Lord, you know, they think I'm crazy. But I know what you told me. and I know this car. I've had this car for years, and I know this car. And I know if I can drive the car, I mean, I'm a woman, but I'm not crazy. I go and buy my cars. I know. I mean, I can fix it, but I know my car. And so I'm saying the car drives just the same. When I get it on the expressway, the car is moving around, driving smooth. It's just when I'm sitting at a stop sign, it shakes, it rattles. And the Holy Spirit said, it's just a tune-up. So I'd bring the car back, and I'd set the car, and I let it sit for a while because everybody's talking about almost $5,600 to change the engine, to take it out, have it shipped in, to find the right one. You know, it just became an ordeal. But I kept telling my daughter, I said, I'm going to trust God. God says it's not the engine, and I'm going to trust God. It's a tune-up. After I finished the book, after the book was finished, because I said to God, I said, God, you know, when you're ready for my car to be right and ready for me to go, you'll lead me to the right person. And you may say, this is a car, but this is bigger than just that. Because he wanted me to sit and be still to write that book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. He wanted me to stop and sit and work on a project that he had me to work on. He said, if I had allowed you access to your car, you would have been all over the place. But I needed you to be still and to finish the project. The first book came, and the title was not correct. So we had to send it back. That was just the tester anyway. It wasn't many books published, just that one tester. We sent it back, did the alteration. When the book came back into my hand, God said, find Phil and take your car to Phil. Now, Phil hasn't worked on my car, any of my cars since the 90s, because I was gone. I wasn't in the same town. So I did the research, you know, Google anybody, and I found Phil. And I called Phil and I took my car to Phil. I took my car to Phil on Thursday morning. I took my car to Phil on Thursday morning. That's what it was. He said, I will check it out. I said, Phil, the Lord told me to bring my car to you. I said, and I know you're the one that can fix it. He said, what is it doing? I said, it needs a tune-up. I said, okay, I'll call you, let you know what I discovered before I do anything. He said, before I do anything, I will call you. Yesterday, I'm riding with my daughter, and we were on running some errands and working on a project. And Phil called. He says, well, got you up and running. You ready to go. You can come pick your car up. And I'm thinking, what? He said, yeah, it's ready to go. He said, no, I told you I'd call you before I did anything. He said, but when I got in there and I saw that car, it needed a tune-up, the filter hadn't been changed, and all the plugs needed to be done, and, you know, you have the same plugs you had from the factory when the car was made. He said, but you should see that thing down. He said, it has got speed like you wouldn't believe, because I don't have a small engine. I have one of the largest engines. And he said, it has speed like you would not believe. And my daughter said to me, actually, she got twisted because she was shocked. And she said to me, Mama, she said, I have to confess to you. She said, I've learned so much because, you know what, you stood. No matter what, no one told you. You kept saying God told you. And you said you was going to believe God. She said, and I was standing and I was believing with you. She said, but I'm going to have to tell you the truth. I had a little doubt. I thought, well, maybe it is the engine. I heard you. She said, but I thought it might have was the engine. Since so many people who specialized in it were saying it was the engine, and you would not believe them. You see, when God tells you to do it, do it. No matter what it is, do it. Because I prayed over that car. I dedicated that car to God. And I knew that car was going to be all right. My engine was going to be just fine. I knew that. And that wasn't just yesterday. That was months ago. But I never, ever had to go anywhere that I didn't have a car. But if the attack was on that car, and then the trust was, God is telling me one thing, the devil is trying to tell me, oh, you know, come on now. People telling you, that's what they do. You sure you heard God? I know I heard God, and I know what he said. So I'm saying all of that to say this. For less than pennies compared to what they were asking to take an engine out, put another one in, which is a used engine. It wasn't going to be a brand new one. Someone else's engine into a car that God had already given me because God gave me the car. And the Lord said to me yesterday when I got home, I was rejoicing. I was thanking God. I said, God, they know now that I was not crazy. They know that I was telling the truth. I mean, it was like I could see it. People were like, ma'am, you know, they thought I was crazy. But I kept saying, this is what the Lord told me, and that's what I believe. And that went on for 8 months. Not 2 or 3 days, 8 months. And came right around to what God said, a tune-up. Now, isn't that amazing? I could have said, you know what, Lord? Maybe I missed you, and I'm going to go with the engine. But God told me yesterday afternoon when I came in here and I'm running around rejoicing, talking to the Lord and thanking him, not so much for the car as much as I know I heard him. And it was to my family that they saw, wow, she heard God and she believed God and she stuck to that. And they got to see that in action. My young grandson, even my daughter, even my son-in-law. You see? So when your family, even if they don't see the vision, even if they can't see what God is telling you, it doesn't matter. You just hold on and you just trust God. You believe what God is telling you, that it will come to pass. And I guarantee you, it will, and they will all see. Just like God, I was talking to God, and I said, God, you know, many people may think that you didn't ask me to do what I'm doing because they don't see the evidence that they think I should display. They don't see what they think who I should be and where I should be. But I trust you, God. He said, trust no man, and I don't. I trust God. If God told me, that's what I'm holding on to, and I guarantee you the will of God will manifest in this Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry, in that book, Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters, and in me, the journey that he's taken me on. I work for God, and I only please God. And if you get that and stop looking at man to help you be something, whoever God wants to help you, he will send them on your path. You will know when they come. Think about that. That's when you know you are trusting God, no matter what it looks like, you are trusting God. So to Cynthia out there, we love you, we miss you, and we know that you trust God and God has come through for you. The victory is yours, and we are praying for your speedy recovery. And you held on to his hand, you didn't deviate, and it all worked out well for you. And we love you here, and we miss you. And you have a blessed day. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, this show is dedicated to my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. And hopefully next week she'll be on and she'll talk to us a little bit about her testimony to God. And you have a great day. Bye-bye.